Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Americans waking up in this country. Americans deciding that they are going to stand up and stop allowing the extreme left to take over our schools, take over our local communities, and to fundamentally change America into communism and socialism. It's happening. Now, it's frustrating to me that it took getting to the extreme we're at right now to get people to wake up, but we are waking up. Multiple examples in just the last week alone. Citizens, attendees, defying a Colorado mayor to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And when, during the public comment section of the meeting, the people of this Colorado town, a small town, decided to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, which that mayor said they were going to stop saying at the beginning of their meetings, he said, we may kick you out. So now in America, during public comment, not when you're disrupting, right, of following the rules, abiding by the rules in Silverton, Colorado, the mayor unilaterally not only banned the Pledge of Allegiance at city meetings, but then he says, if you recite it, it's a one-way ticket to get out of my meeting. It's hard to put into words what kind of anti-American disgrace this is. Mayor Furman should resign and purchase a one-way ticket to China, where he won't have to worry about hearing the pledge, one said. Silverton has run into controversy regarding the Pledge of Allegiance in the past as well. In 2018, a former trustee member almost pressed harassment charges against a resident who verbally attacked him for not standing during the Pledge of Allegiance. The pledge has also caused controversy of its own in D.C., by the way. In February, the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler shut down Representative Gates' request to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of the committee hearings. Gates, during a hearing on the new House rules, put in his plea. The idea was dismissed by Nadler as unnecessary because even in the United States Congress, yeah, we don't recite the Pledge of Allegiance anymore because why would you do that, right? You're just the entire government of the United States of America in Washington, D.C. Now, during the open comments part of the meeting, one woman said to the mayor in Colorado, I would like to make one comment. I'd like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Her statement spurred a group of people to stand immediately at the meeting. and loudly recited the Pledge of Allegiance anyway. Their actions led to the mayor saying, "I note that that's out of order. We did have a one-strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will," the mayor continued. Yeah. Welcome to Silverton, Colorado, where the mayor can unilaterally ban the Pledge of Allegiance at city meetings and then threaten to have you removed from the meetings by force, by law enforcement, if you say it again. Now, parents are starting to fight back. Americans are starting to fight back, as they should, because this is America. You should be able to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll give you another example of parents fighting back, and it's about time. Parents and their anger has boiled over, and actually, parents were arrested after a school board silenced the public comment section in an explosive meeting. You may have heard about the teacher that was suspended. Yeah, in Virginia, in Loudoun County. The school board is in hot water now after a board meeting on transgender policy, where 259 residents signed up to speak. It ended in the arrest of two different men. The meeting on the hot button issue in policy 8040 sparked serious debate, leading to the board's decision to cut off public comment because they couldn't handle the heat. One person was actually charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, while another was charged with trespassing, according to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, because they didn't do what the school said they had to do. The school district wants to implement new policies that would update the rights of transgender students, allowing them to use whatever bathroom or play on sports teams that correlate with their gender identity, not their biological gender. And it would also require district employees, meaning teachers, and other students to use the students' preferred names and preferred pronouns. And if your kid or teacher screws up, you can be held accountable for that by the school. You could even be suspended or expelled from school for this, or lose your job. Now, the public comment portion of the meeting began with six speakers who voiced support for the measure. Things soon went south when the mother of a transgender student in the district dug into the Christian parents who were against the measure by saying, quote, that hate was, quote, dripping from the followers of Jesus in this room. That's when things got interesting. The crowd exploded, leading the school board to immediately call for a five-minute recess to allow participants to cool down. Never a good idea. Upon return, the board chairman addressed the crowd, saying, "The board is here to hear from everyone. We started our meeting early because we knew we would have a large crowd and we had a large agenda. We asked again that you respect each other and everyone is allowed to speak." Well, if you respect everyone, maybe don't be a transgender parent who looks at everybody in the room and says that hate is dripping from the followers of Jesus in this room. Probably not a great way to get things started. The board claimed they were here to hear everyone. That didn't happen. Not at all. Contrary to the board chairman's statement about wanting to hear from everyone, the board then threatened to end public comment entirely if they faced any further disruption. Those who spoke out against policy 8040 shared concerns about their opinions that were not being heard, and that their programs and that these programs go against biology and student privacy rights. Quote, "Boys who identify as girls are no different from boys who identify as boys, except in their feelings about themselves. But boy, the feelings are not why they have separate bathrooms. We have separate bathrooms because of what our bodies do. Bodies matter. Calling girls bigots because they don't want to use the toilet and a stall next to a boy or get undressed next to a boy is cruel and wrong," one parent said. "Girls' bathrooms do not exist to violate identities," said one student who spoke out, saying, "I don't want to be changing in front of a guy, a man, a boy." Another hot-button issue was a story that's gone viral. Remember the teacher, Tanner Cross, who spoke out publicly against this proposal? The teacher who was then suspended? Yeah, one attendee compared that decision to suspend that teacher to communist rule in China. A judge, by the way, has now ordered to reinstate that teacher, Cross, Tanner Cross, and the school is now appealing the Virginia Supreme Court's decision. Excuse me, appealing to the Supreme Court of Virginia because of that court's decision. Angry parents argue that this is certain to fail, and they're right. It's a waste of taxpayer money, but who cares? Because the school board is going to waste your money because they can spend as much money as they want to on legal fees, because how dare you tell them what they can and cannot do? How dare you tell them that they cannot get rid of a teacher who speaks out and says it's a violation of his beliefs that he is forced in school to call a boy a girl and a girl a boy? Other parents blasted officials who allegedly use school devices for inappropriate internet searches. Some called on board members facing recall efforts to resign. And then a former Republican Senator Dick Black was the last to speak.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and,
right.
And then
right.
You get into right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm retired Senator Dick Black of Ashburn, Virginia. You retaliated against Tanner Cross by yanking him from teaching for addressing a public hearing of this board. The judge ordered you to reinstate Mr. Cross because if his comments were not protected speech, then free speech does not exist at all. It's absurd and immoral for teachers to call boys girls and girls boys. You're making teachers lie to students, and even kids know that it's wrong. This board has a dark history of suppressing free speech. They caught you red-handed with an enemies list to punish opponents of critical race theory. You're teaching children to hate others because of their skin color, and you're forcing them to lie about other kids' gender. I am disgusted by your bigotry and your depravity.
Yo Mobley to be followed by Donna Russell.
As you can hear, they decided to cut his mic off, right? Now you can hear him still talking. You can hear the people cheering who were silent.
Madam Chair, I move to end public comment. There's been a motion to end public comment. Is there a second? I second. Motion made by Ms. Reeser and seconded by Ms. King. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Ms. Corbo, can I record your vote, please?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion carries 9-0. Public comment is now ended. We will move to our next agenda item.
Just like that, 259 people were disenfranchised. The board didn't like what was being said. Didn't like it. Didn't like what was being said. Just ended it right there. Thanks for showing up, but somebody said something we didn't approve of, and once they said something we didn't approve of, we decide that you are to be silenced. Forget that a court has already ruled in favor of this teacher getting his job back. No, forget that. How dare you, Senator Dick Black, speak out? Former senator was critical of the board's treatment of this teacher, Tanner, and for allegations of progressive community members that had organized a list of their conservative neighbors to harass and publicly shame. That's right, board members put an enemies list together. Black also criticized the push for critical race theory in the classroom, saying it teaches students to judge one another based on the color of their skin. Black was then cut off. I'm disgusted by your bigotry. The crowd cheered following the former senator's remarks, which led to the board unanimously vote to end that public comment, as you just heard. Then they started chanting, shame on you. Shame on you. Chants and resignation demands were hurled at the board by the crowd of parents, who then sang the Star Spangled Banner when the board members filed out of the room. Well-known pundit and former Justice Department official Ian Pryor is a father of two in Loudoun County and spokesperson for the Fight for Schools, an organization working to recall these board members. Quote, the ultimate mission here is it's something that starts here and spreads across the country where parents get a seat at the table. Whether it's an association or organization, something where they have some kind of power to shape the future of education in their own towns. He's right. Pryor went on to hammer the board for violating participants' First Amendment rights. Anyone ever tell the Loudoun County School Board what the First Amendment is? Applaud, by the way, is expression. Guess some door knockers just fed up. The first man arrested refused to leave the meeting room until everyone had the opportunity to speak. Don't worry, the government cracked down on him, issuing him a trespassing summons and was later released. The second man was reportedly acting disorderly and displayed aggressive behavior towards another attendee. So they arrested him too because, right, you know, we can take away your right to speak, but if you keep trying to speak, we'll arrest you. We'll use the power of the United States government to make sure that you don't ever speak again at these meetings. So you can sign up all you want to, but you say something we don't like, we're going to shut you down. Because that's what we do. We shut you down. Now, parents are finally waking up. They're not done, and these people will be recalled, as I just told you about. And there are people that are going to run against them, and they're going to win. You look at this other shouting match, yet another totally different city, a five-hour shouting match. A New Jersey school board was forced to reverse their decision to remove holidays from the calendar. A New Jersey school board voted to reverse its previous decision to remove name holidays from its school calendar after the board reportedly received threats with no proof, of course, but they'll say they were threatened, right? According to a report from the local TV station, the Randolph Township Board of Education, Randolph, New Jersey, which previously announced that it was removing Columbus Day from the school calendar and changing it to Indigenous Peoples Day, parents complained. So the board decided, all right, we'll punish all you. We're just going to get rid of the calendar and every named holiday on that calendar. Of course, that further enraged district parents. After a five-hour shouting match with parents at a New Jersey school board district, the school board reversed its decision to remove all holidays from the school calendar, realizing that this could turn into a bigger issue, like a like a community that actually is involved and cares and might actually run against them and win. According to the Morristown Daily Record, attendees of the hours-long meeting witnessed an onslaught of boos, jeers, and calls for board members' resignation. About 50 speakers spoke during the public session. The overwhelming majority of speakers accused the board of bringing what they called woke and cancel culture actions into their school systems. All I want to say about all this is that it's a road to communism, one of the concerned citizens said at this event. We agreed unanimously that the change would be both inclusive and equitable, the statement read from the school board. Although we have made these changes to the school district's calendar, our decision to change the calendar titles will not impact the education of holidays as guided by the district's curriculum, they're now claiming. Board members are saying, all right, fine, we'll give it back to you. Pay attention, folks. They may have been smarter there in New Jersey, hoping that everybody would just go home and leave them alone so they can keep indoctrinating your children. And there's a chance that people will go home. Hopefully they won't. Hopefully what will happen is they will actually fight back. Now, you've got a lot of people that are fighting back, including children now. In fact, there are now moves to make it where kids can't speak at these meetings because some of the kids and their statements have been so impactful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize
it
until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This student calling out this board for flat out lying to her 2 weeks earlier before she spoke. The school board said no politics in school. No indoctrination of Black Lives Matter. No indoctrination of political issues of students. They promised. Then she walks down the hall at her school and sees a big Black Lives Matter poster and poster of other political people. And she says, hold on a second. So this young girl confronts the principal of her school. The principal, not very happy about a student challenging his authority, says, you know, they're here to stay. She says, well, the school board told me 2 weeks ago there was going to be no politics, no propaganda, Black Lives Matter in the schools. So she decides to go back to the next public comment section and speak. Speak because she was lied to by the leaders of the school board, a woke school board that lied to her face 2 weeks earlier and said, we're not going to do it. In fact, she finds out that the Black Lives Matter posters up in her school were actually decided on and paid for and approved and delivered by the same school board that lied to her face and said, no, we're not putting this stuff in the school. And she confronted them. It's amazing. This is exactly what we need more of in this country. More students, children that are raised this way to stand up to authority.
Again, the other day I was walking down the hallway at Lakeview Elementary School to give a teacher a retiring gift. I looked up onto the wall and saw a BLM poster and an Amanda Gorman poster. In case you don't know who that chick is, she's some girl who did a poem at Biden's so-called inauguration. I was so mad. I was told 2 weeks ago at this very meeting spot, no politics in school. I believed what you said at this meeting. So at lunch, I went up to my principal to tell him about the BLM poster and that I wanted it down. He said it's not coming down. I was like, yeah, it is, because the school board said on May 25th, no BLM or politics in school. He said, that's weird. They were the ones who made them. I was stunned. When I was here 2 weeks ago, you told us to report any BLM in our schools. Apparently, you know they're in our schools because you made the signs. I said there should be no BLM in schools, period. Does not matter the color you make the posters and the font you use. We all understand the meaning. It is a political message about getting rid of police officers, rioting, burning buildings down while King Governor Welch just sits on his throne and watches. We all know. Changing the font or the color of posters does not change the meaning. I am 9 years old and I know that. You expect me to believe that you did not know what you were doing by making these posters? Come on, people. I do not judge people by the color of their skin. I don't really care what color their hair, skin, or eyes is. I judge by the content or the way they treat me. MLK said, I have a dream that one day my four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That dream has come true. I do not care or look at the color of skin, but you make me think of it. I have Asian, Mexican, white, Chinese, black friends, and I don't care. I like them because some of them make me laugh, some are sweet and kind, sporty, or share the love of God. They are just my friends. You have lied to me, and I am very disappointed in all of you. You cannot even follow your own rules. If you're going to do that, why do we follow any rules we deemed unfit or ridiculous? I'm not following your mask rule anymore then. Get the posters out of our schools. Courage is contagious, so be courageous.
I'm not following your mask rules anymore. What a brave young little girl. A brave young little girl who actually decides that she's not putting up with it anymore. You lied to me. She's literal. It should matter. What she's saying should matter. Now, she's not the only one out there fighting. As teachers are being suspended, another teacher's mic was cut off when she had barely even given 1 minute of her 2 minute comment time to speak a powerful message to school board members. Another teacher speaking out and encouraging students and parents to speak out was silenced by her school board that she works for when she said this.
Parents, the longer that you wait and you don't hold your child's schools accountable gives these guys more time to dictate what's best for your child's physical, mental, and emotional health. Don't be afraid to speak out for your kids because they are voiceless and they rely on you. You should be afraid of them rooting for socialism by the time they get to middle school. Teachers, it may seem that our careers have come to a dead end, but I'm here to remind you, we don't work for the school board. We work to mold the next generation of well-rounded American patriots. So don't give up because it is up to us. Students, you are on the front lines of these indoctrination camps. Challenge the staff when you are presented with a ludicrous statement and do not allow anybody to tell you that you cannot accomplish anything because of your skin color or to hate yourself because of your skin color. Students, it is up to you to be the next generation of victims or victors. And finally, to the board, this isn't over and your policies are just as...
And there it is. Yeah. Let's cut her off. Yeah, that teacher's words apparently are too dangerous. I hope that all of these stories, whether it be dealing with the mayors that are saying, no more are we going to allow for the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance to be said at meetings, and no more are we going to allow kids to speak, and no more are we going to allow teachers to speak. And if you don't do what we tell you to do, we will fire you as a teacher. Even if a court system says you can't do that and you violated, you actually violated the rights of these teachers and waste your tax dollars trying to silence these teachers saying, don't do it. I dare you. Go ahead. Try it. See what happens. We will come after you. We will silence you. We will shut you down. People need to stand up and pay attention. Wake up. Don't stop now. I would argue it's time for us to take over every school board in America we can get our hands on. We better do it because they're indoctrinating our kids to hate America. They're indoctrinating our kids to believe that America is a terrible country. They're indoctrinating our kids to hate each other based on the color of their skin with critical race theory. It's time that we stand up and fight back. And a lot of people are starting to do it. By the way, I would encourage you to go backwards. Listen to the podcast that we went through about the defund the police movement, how it got started, okay? It's important. And please share this podcast with your family and friends so that more people can hear what we're putting out while others and the media refuse to cover these subjects. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.